Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Living in exile was bound to present many challenges. When Nebuchadnezzar set up his enormous golden statue and demanded that everyone fall down and worship it, these Jewish young men knew that they had to draw a line. They couldn't possibly obey the king's law. The consequences couldn't have been more severe, and they were all thrown into a great furnace. But before that, they had the opportunity to state their position. They pointed out to the king that their God was so mighty that he could save them, but even if he didn't, they would refuse to worship the gold statue. We also live in exile. This world is not our true home. In his first letter, Peter reminded his readers of this and encouraged them to remember that their true and lasting home was in heaven. They therefore needed to live very carefully in this temporary residence. Since this isn't our real home, it isn't surprising that our beliefs and practices often clash with the society in which we find ourselves. We may not confront the problem of our government erecting a giant statue and demanding that we worship it. However, we need to remember that there are still many parts of our world where worshipping God is not permitted. Open Doors, one of the Christian organizations that supports persecuted Christians, identifies North Korea, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Libya as countries where the most extreme persecution still occurs. When any government calls upon us to act in a way that is contrary to God's law, we need to act in the same way as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We must stand firm and refuse to bow the knee with the same courage and conviction that they displayed. And as we do so, we need their strength of conviction that our God is mightier than any government and that whatever happens, we will keep true to our faith in him. So let me ask you a question. In what ways are you aware of the fact that you're in exile? Now let me pray with you. Dear Father, thank you that you are always with us, giving us your strength and wisdom, however great the problems that we face. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.